The other major ruling that we'll get analysis right now came in the health care worker case in Illinois. It was the same case as Michigan, where they set up that dues skim. Governor Jennifer Granholm, who's being hailed by Democrats out in California and urged to run for office out there because she gave that stirring speech at the Democratic Convention. They'll never mention that she set up this skim for the UAW and the SEIU, where they surreptitiously got healthcare workers in Michigan to become members of their unions. And then money was automatically taken out of the government checks for the people who ran these programs, for their family members and other relatives, close friends. Well, it wouldn't be other relatives, their family members. And the unions were skimming millions of dollars every year out of these Medicare payments that were supposed to go for care of these people. It was an absolutely shameless display of union favoritism by the Granholm administration that allowed it to happen. Well, now the Supreme Court says you can't do that. 5-4 the vote. Public sector unions cannot collect fees from home health care workers who don't want to be a part of a union. Patrick Wright of the Mackinac Center was on top of this from the start. He challenged it here in Michigan. And he's on the other end of our line. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good, but not as good as you, I suspect.
Well, it's a wonderful morning. We're very pleased with the result from our good friends that brought the case, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. And the court has declared dues skims here that we ended in Michigan. We were ahead of the curve because they have now been declared unconstitutional.
What is this? I know you don't usually deal in emotion about these things, but I've got to believe you can't help it because you've been so close to many of the healthcare workers here in our state who cared for relatives, who cared for others, who saw this happen to them. You represented them. So it's got to be personal for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride in the office. We're very happy that this ruling came out in this manner. These are people who largely are watching out, family and friends watching out, and they were basically plundered because they were receiving government benefits, and now this has been brought to an end, not just in Michigan, but throughout the country, and it's a good day.
What does this say to people like the former Governor Granholm, who were right in the middle of it and facilitated it?
Well, it says that she pushed an unconstitutional concept. You know, in Michigan, we were fairly shady on it in the first place because at least out in Oregon and Washington, they had votes of the public. And so there was referendums on the concept. But in Michigan, she tried to do it as an interlocal agreement and was trying to hide it from the legislature because she didn't think she could get it past the Republican Senate. And so not only was it unconstitutional, but it was shadily created. You know, when we first brought this up, we called it an underhanded scheme, and we stand by that definition. She should not feel proud today.
Well, I don't suspect she does. And the bad news is that the money's gone. I mean, the people who saw this money skimmed off the top of their checks to care for their friends, for their loved ones, they're never going to see that money again, right?
Well, we're trying to get a portion of it back for the folks that were involved in the dues skim. You know, there is some question as to whether or not, now that this has been declared a constitutional violation, as to whether or not some sort of class action could be brought. There are things called qualified immunity. So it's not entirely dead, but yes, there is a large likelihood that the money is not coming back.
All right, Patrick, appreciate it always. Thank you for the time, and congratulations. You were we were on top of this with you, ahead of the curve on this, covered it right from the very beginning, and we see it through right to the Supreme Court together.
Yeah, well, thank you, Frank, for all your great coverage and your interest in the subject. And you know, I'm quite certain that your work here had a large role in us cleaning this up in Michigan before it got cleaned up nationally.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not sure I would ever claim credit. You're the one who did the work on this, my friend, and you deserve the credit, and so does the Mackinac Center. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Frank.
Talk to you soon. Patrick Wright, the chief legal counsel from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Again, the Supreme Court striking down the Obamacare a pro-abortion mandate on the Hobby Lobby case, and also ruling against unions in the home health care worker case that was such a big deal here in Michigan.